Eliminating soccer officials is impossible. Yes, it can be done. It should be done. We should eliminate all officials, get more tech, focus more on technology, and take away the human element of officials. Officials are always in a situation every time they get a call, every time they make a call, you're going to get officials that are going to be yelled at. It's going to be a problem. They're going to get upset. They're going to be very emotional. And they just have their own thought processes on how things should run. I've been running 3v3 tournaments for a long time. And I avoid providing officials. I have scorekeepers. I have players make their own calls. And it's amazing to watch kids, even adults, call their own calls. But when an official inserts itself into a game and makes a call, people get upset. Because a lot of times it's wrong or their perspective is different versus two players competing, having the conversation, hey, come on, I was out on you or whatever. And yeah, I agree. And there's an agreement and everyone's fine. And so it's less nuts and all that. So the reason I'm bringing this up, because I had the three blind officials in my last night's game. My team won. But they manipulate the game so much. They don't understand offsides. It's just crazy. I mean, we had this AR just throws this flag up every time the ball was served in when a player was in offsides position, but wasn't even near the play. It just throws his flag up, just full speed. And he doesn't know the rules. And then when my girl scored the game winner, my girl celebrated like every other normal soccer program celebrates, where my whole bench gets up and celebrates on the sideline with when the player that scored the goal near the sideline, and they're celebrating. He comes just blowing his whistle. Beep, 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 beep. You can't do that. You can't do that. I'm like, what's wrong with you? And it, mind you, it was our sellout game. So we have over 2,000 people there. And he felt like he had insert himself to stop them, and you know, and he was trying to explain me the rules. I'm like, dude, go away, the game's over, we're gonna celebrate. That's what you do when you score a goal to win 3-2. I'm like, it's just crazy. It's just so many different things. And you know, even we had a parachute guy come in, and there's, you know, we had to get the FAA to allow it, Luke Air Force Base to allow it. We had to get all these approvals in place. And part of it was we had to change our structure of how we do introduction and everything. We had to do it on the track to stay away, because the parachuter, the skydiver, was coming in to parachute into half field to give us the game ball. So I tell the officials this, and I'm like, you can't be on the field, because there's a parachuter. And they kind of looked at me confused. I'm like, listen, a skydiver's coming down, and we, per regulations of how we're governing this event, we can't have anyone on the field. We have cops there and everything just really to deal with this. And they're like, oh, okay, whatever. You know, I'm like, dismissing me. I'm like, okay, you know, not to stay on the field. It's like they didn't really understand what I was saying. So I go to the opposite side. The officials are on the far side away from the big crowd. Because they're scared, I guess. But so everything's going on, and these three referees are on the field with their cell phones videotaping, like holding it up and just kind of walking around. Oh, look, there's a guy coming down on the field. And then the spotter with the orange flag to give the skydiver guidance had to run to him and say, get off the field. And they begrudgingly walked off. And lo and behold, here comes a skydiver going like 100 miles per hour. And he came in hard and skidded across almost the entire field. And I was thinking, I'm like, I wish those referees stayed put. And I wish the skydiver hit him and just knocked him out. All just boom, 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 knocked all three of them out. I'm like, they serve no purpose. They're just in the way. They can't make right calls. They blow it all the time, and they get offended by so many things. I'm like, there just has to be a different way. The human element of officials, there's just not enough of them. And in the AIA, they require these officials to get an additional certification to be a referee. It's bad enough they have to go through all these certifications. So we lose a large pool of officials. So we can't even get the good ones. So we'd be better off. I mean, we had a game earlier. We only had one ref. It was awesome. You know why? Because my sideline had to raise our hand when the ball went out, and the opposite sideline had to raise their hand when it was out. And it was honor system. And guess what? We got probably a large increase of calls that were correct. Officials, when you have to depend on them making the right call, they can't. I officiated a week ago in this ID camp I was at. It was my turn to officiate. It's hard to see it when you're in the field. It should be like tennis. You should be, you know, in the stands and making calls from there. I almost rather have the crowd do it just a voting thing. And whoever gets the most votes gets the ball or whatever and just be done with it. But we need a different system with officials. And at this point, I say we go without until we come up with a system. Because I trust players, you know, doing the right thing versus the officials. How many times have you seen a player know it's out on them, walk away from the ball, give it to the other team, and then the referee's that, no, it goes the other way. And then everyone's confused and mad. Happens all the time. Officials, do we need them? No. Do we need parachute skydivers coming in to deliver game balls? Yes. And hopefully they can crash into the officials. That'd be awesome. So anyways, that is my report today, and I am out.